to Washington this hour.
Instead of liking yourself, it's how much everybody likes you.
It's one mom who recently talked about social media's impacts on her kids. Social media platforms not inherently suitable for youth. That report coming from the American Psychological Association just yesterday. And a deeper dive today because kids' online safety is back in the spotlight in the nation's capital. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio live in our newsroom in Washington to lay out what we expect to see lawmakers here and maybe act on.
Right. We've been keeping a close eye on this. And in just a couple hours, lawmakers will discuss a number of regulations surrounding privacy protections of kids online and also their mental health on social media. So today we expect to hear updates on two bills in particular we're following closely. First, the Kids Online Safety Act, which would provide parents more options to monitor their kids' activity online, also to help them disconnect from the apps, which is key. But another bill being discussed would update privacy protections for children online. So the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act would allow parents to erase their kids' information on the websites. It would also make it illegal for websites to collect data on children under the age of 16. And Rich, to put this in perspective, it comes as we now know that just over half of U.S. teens report spending at least 4 hours a day on social media. That's according to a Gallup survey. So this would impact a lot of families.
Yeah, and at the state level, state lawmakers and Governor DeSantis signing that social media bill into law. And so there have been some state attempts to try to chip away at this and provide maybe some safeguards for parents and for families to be able to use. From a national perspective, would this be catching us up with current date technology, or is it kind of a little bit too little too late?
Well, just again, to kind of put this in perspective here, if the Kids Online Safety Act were to become a law, it would be the most significant kids safety statute in more than 20 years. So in terms of next steps here, the Senate version now has about 62 co-sponsors, so that's enough bipartisan support to pass in the Senate. However, it still needs to pass in the House, so this is all part of the conversation we expect to hear in just a couple hours.
And we have been hearing from so many different parts of the country, from the American Psychological Association earlier this week to the reports coming out about how many of our kids are using TikTok even daily.
Absolutely. Almost daily. I mean, there's been so many reports of, you know, this is what people rely on. And again, you know, we're now seeing that Gallup survey, over half of teens report spending at least 4 hours a day on social media. That's not homework. That's not in school. That is outside of the classroom. And so, you know, again, this impacts so many families and so many kids spending hours on these devices. We all want to make sure that they stay safe.
Nicole, appreciate the live update from Washington. The earlier report this week from the American Psychological Association found social media can affect schoolwork, sleep, and more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.